93 WIBC. It is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Casey's here. And, you know, Casey, I got asked to do something last week, and, well, I felt I really owed it to society to participate.
Expressing your opinion on someone.
Well, I was really hesitant to do it because I was approached on an article about Mike Pence. And you know I hate to give my opinion on Mike Pence.
Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
You're right, that's not how it is at all. I love to give my opinion on Mike Pence. And the article is now out for people to be able to read. It's really an interesting article. It is about how people in Indiana are feeling about a potential Mike Pence presidential run. The title of the article is Home Folks Not Sold on Nice Guy Mike Pence. It is now in the DC Journal. You can find it at dcjournal.com. The author of the piece is Margaret Menge, and she joins us now on the drivehubler.com hotline. Margaret, tell us about this piece you wrote about Mike Pence and what you learned from Hoosiers.
Hi, Rob. Good morning. Yeah, you know, no one had done a piece like this. And what I wanted to do in particular was to find out how Indiana Republicans, what Indiana Republicans think about Mike Pence. You know, and I think outside of Indiana, especially like on the East Coast, people think, oh, Indiana's, you know, really conservative. And Mike Pence is really, really super, super conservative. So they must love him, you know, back in his home state. And I moved back here in 2017. I wasn't here while he was governor. So just moving back here in 2017 and starting to talk to people, I have to say I was kind of shocked by what people said about Pence. I really was.
Well,
and they said, oh, no, he's a terrible governor. I said, what, really? Said, oh, yeah, let me tell you. And so I thought, hey, there's this whole story about what Indiana Republicans really think about Mike Pence. And this story has not been told. So I wanted to tell it.
Okay, so tell us a little bit. Again, the article, the title of the article is Home Folks Not Sold on Nice Guy Mike Pence. It's in the DC Journal. You can find it at dcjournal.com. Obviously, folks know, and I don't think I told you anything that I haven't said on this radio show before, but tell us kind of what the overarching theme was, because you talk to people from a variety of backgrounds. You kind of talk to regular folks. You talk to people that are party insiders. You talk to people like me. What did you come up with?
Well, you know, everyone I talked to, and I did pick people who I knew were moderate, more moderate Republicans, and then some other people who I knew were really conservative. So I tried to get, you know, a range of people, and some of them were, you know, people who had been very active officially with the Republican Party over a lot of years, and some not. One was the owner of Rocky's Pizza down here in Bloomington, he's never run for office. You know, he owns a pizza parlor, but, you know, and he's just really a regular guy who's pretty conservative. But what I found time and time again was people being incredibly forthcoming and brutally honest to the point that it shocked me, really, because a lot of these people, you know, I think 20 years ago wouldn't have said a negative word about, you know, another Republican office holder in Indiana and our former vice president. They just wouldn't have said anything negative because it was, you got to be nice. We're Indiana and you don't speak ill of another Republican. That was always the Ronald Reagan's dictate. And that held for a long time. I think that's out the window now. I think we're in a whole new era because again and again, people told me Pence is nothing. He's not on my short list, but maybe. But we really want someone else as president in 2024. Even in his hometown, even a woman who went to high school with Mike Pence and said he's the nicest guy in the world, said he would not be my top choice for president in 2024. I know him and I like him, but I'd rather have someone else, specifically DeSantis, is what she'd said.
Yeah, so Margaret Menge is our guest. She has a new piece out in the DC Journal called Home Folks Not Sold on Nice Guy Mike Pence. You can find it at dcjournal.com. So when you are talking to people, do they give you a reason? Is there an overarching theme? Like, you know, as I told you, I found the guy, you know, working under him as pharmacy board director, and then, you know, various other, when I worked at the state auditor's office, I found the guy to be highly fraudulent. So my thing is like a direct experience with the guy in terms of his actual nuts and bolts of governance. Were the other people you talked to, was there some sort of overarching theme about why they didn't want Mike Pence?
Well, what I heard time and time again is he did nothing as governor. He did not. He accomplished nothing as governor.
See, it wasn't just me, Casey. Everybody else thinks it too.
No, it's Rob. You know, I don't know if that's you calling it to people's attention. You know, and I do think that you know, people listen to the show and hear you talk, and I think find what you say really compelling, or you're reminding people of something. But I think people are also thinking back on, you know, those 4 years of Indiana under Pence and realizing nothing. He really didn't do anything. He really didn't do anything. And also on RFRA, backing down on it. Mm. You know, if you talk to Indiana Republicans, they don't like people who back down. They say, if you believe in something, you should stand by that and you should stick to it, no matter what kind of national media onslaught. And he did get beaten up over that. I remember it was a huge national furor. But people told me time and again, he should have stuck to what he said and stuck with what he believed. And they really don't respect him that he backed down. So I thought that was really interesting. And what I heard time and again from people was that Trump was this extraordinary president and Pence doesn't really offer anything in comparison. He just doesn't offer anything. And so that was really interesting, and it was interesting to hear that even from people who have met him and know him personally, like Rocky Rice, who owns a pizza parlor down here in Bloomington, who rode horses with Mike mm-hmm. Pence for 2 hours on a trail. I guess Pence is a big horseman. I didn't really realize it. And so you would think that someone who has spent that kind of time with him would, not want to say anything negative, but it wasn't the case. I mean, Rocky really didn't hold back. He said he's a backpedaler. He backpedaled on his beliefs with RFRA, and he gave in. And then also, most people say, well, he did an okay job as vice president, mostly because, you know, he was just kind of the nice looking guy standing next to Trump at events. He didn't do too much. But at the end, several people did say that they thought he turned his back on Donald Trump at the end. And they said, well, what does that mean? What's he going to do to us if he would turn his back and betray his boss? You know, what is he going to do to the electorate? And I think that's a valid question. I mean, Republicans in Indiana are looking for something else. I think it's really a new day, because years ago, I don't think anyone would have said a negative word about, you know, the most well-known Indiana elected official.
Margaret Menge's our guest. She is with the DC Journal, has a new piece out entitled, and I love the title, is Home Folks Not Sold on Nice Guy Mike Pence. Casey, go ahead.
So my question for you, Margaret, you said you talked with Rocky Rice, and he was the pizza shop homeowner who rode the horses with Pence. And when he was commenting about RFRA, Pence's answer was, that's politics. Did that surprise you?
Well, it sounds so casual. It kind of did, and I'm imagining the two of them riding horses, and Mike Pence just shrugging and saying that's politics. I have to think that a young Mike Pence who was itching to get into politics years ago would not have said something like that. I think what he imagined, the political career he imagined for himself, was very different. I think he imagined himself as someone who was going to be a fighter, and something changed. Mm-hmm. Something changed, right? I mean, he sold out. I think Pence was trying for years, and is probably still trying to some extent, to model himself on Ronald Reagan. Well, Reagan, you know, launched this crusade against communism that started when he was very young, and Reagan never let up, and Reagan never would have shrugged and said that's politics when it came to a fight like that, that was so fundamental, that was about fundamental beliefs, that was a fight of the century, and won it, and he followed through and he won it. And Pence, in comparison, on this huge social issues bill, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, He gave in.
Mm-hmm. Real quick.
And Quinn shrugs and says that's politics.
We got about a minute left. Very Casey, funny. Go ahead.
Margaret, so you talked to Rob, and obviously anybody who listens to WIBC knows Rob Kendall's feelings on Mike Pence. But you also talked to Chris Calloway, former GOP chairman of Monroe County, and you also spoke with Amy Rainey, who ran for state legislature out of Elkhart. So you've got southern Indiana, central Indiana, and then even northern Indiana represented within this article. Were you surprised that across the entire state, north to south, you were getting these same feelings?
I was, because you know, you would think that things change a little bit as you go north to south, but this seemed to be a consensus opinion. It seemed to be everyone I was asking. Now, I'm sure you know there are people out there who would love to see Mike Pence, you know, run for president in 2024 and get the nomination. I just didn't find them. I'm sure they're out there. No, really. I'm sure they're out there. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm sure they're out there. It's just no one that I talked to said that. So I think maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there is kind of a consensus here.
All right, Margaret Menge, the article, you can read it now over at dcjournal.com. Home, folks, not sold on nice guy Mike Pence. Thank you for letting me be a part of the article. Really loved reading it and love your work.
Thanks for being so forthcoming with your comments. I appreciate
no,
it.
Oh, yeah. Pry it out of me. Margaret, thank you so much.
Yeah. Take care. Bye, Casey.
Thanks, Margaret. She was surprised that you were forthcoming, Rob.
Casey, real quick, can I just read my favorite part of my quote in this article?
Yeah.
I hate to toot my own horn, but I was pretty proud of this. I think you were kind of proud of me, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read you directly from the article. Yeah, but Mike Pence doesn't do a job in the sense where, like, he produces things, Kendall said. If you told Mike Pence he had to turn a profit on a Wendy's near a crowded interstate for a week, I don't think he could do it.
As soon as I read the line that said applicable skill set, I knew that was a direct quote from you, Rob Kendall. All right. Well, it is Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC.